Okay, so picture this. You've built this incredible AI agent. It's doing magic in a prototype, but then you try to scale it up for thousands of users, and suddenly you're drowning in infrastructure work. That's the problem Amazon Bedrock Agent Core is trying to solve, right?
That's exactly what bugs me about a lot of these agent stories. The demo looks fantastic, but the jump from runs on my laptop to securely handles sensitive customer data at scale is a chasm, not a step.
It's like if Uber had a baby with Wikipedia, but then you realized you also needed to build the roads, the cars, and the payment system from scratch just to get it off the ground. Developers spend months on memory, identity, observability, all the stuff that isn't the agent magic.
And this isn't just about making things easier. The real question is, how do you make it enterprise grade? We're talking security, compliance, data leakage prevention, all the things that keep legal teams up at night.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. They're not just offering a single agent in a box. Agent Core is a suite of services you can use individually, but they're optimized to work together, like Agent Core Runtime for serverless deployment and session isolation.
Session isolation is crucial, especially when an agent might be handling multiple user interactions concurrently. You don't want crosstalk or data contamination between sessions.
And then there's Agent Core Memory, which tackles both short-term conversational context and long-term personalization. Because a customer support agent remembering your past orders is a game changer, right?
Absolutely. Without memory, every interaction is day one. But the complexity of building robust, secure memory systems that can also extract semantic facts and learn from past interactions is non-trivial.
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. The source material mentions standardized protocols like Model Context Protocol and Agent to Agent. Are these the secret sauce enabling this new wave of agentic AI?
They definitely simplify how agents connect with other tools and systems, which is a big piece of the puzzle. But the secret sauce for production readiness often comes down to the underlying infrastructure, which is what Agent Core is addressing.
So instead of just saying, here's an API for an LLM, they're saying, here are all the enterprise-grade components you need to build a real application on top of that LLM.
Exactly, because integrating with CRM systems, order management, or even just a knowledge base effectively, that's where the rubber meets the road for most business use cases.
And this is where it gets wild. Agent Core Identity. Because an agent needs to access internal tools like GitHub or Salesforce, but it can't just have global admin access. It needs scoped permissions, either on behalf of a user or autonomously.
The part nobody's talking about enough is how critical secure identity and access management is for agents. If an agent is acting on behalf of a user, it needs to inherit that user's permissions, not its own super user status.
And they're doing it with a secure token vault, which is smart. No one wants to manage API keys or OAuth tokens directly in their agent's code.
It streamlines the developer experience while maintaining those robust access controls. That's a huge win for security teams.
Then there's Agent Core Gateway, which turns existing APIs and Lambda functions into agent-ready tools, offering unified access across protocols. So you're not rebuilding everything just for your agent.
That's crucial for adoption. Companies have massive investments in existing APIs and services. If agents can't easily plug into those, it's a non-starter for many enterprise use cases.
And the fact that it handles authentication, authorization, throttling, and even tool selection for you, that's a ton of undifferentiated heavy lifting eliminated.
It points to a larger trend, the maturation of agent development. We're moving beyond simple prompt engineering to a full software development lifecycle for these systems.
Think of it this way. What if your agent needs to browse the web or run code? They've got Agent Core Browser for managed web instances and Code Interpreter for isolated execution environments.
That's a powerful expansion of capabilities, especially the code interpreter for complex calculations or data manipulation that an LLM might struggle with directly.
And finally, observability. If your agent is out there doing its thing, you need to know what it's doing, why it failed, and how to debug it. Agent Core Observability gives you step-by-step visualizations.
Debugging an agent can be a nightmare without good tools. Understanding the agent's thought process, its trajectory, tool invocations, memory access, is vital for improving its performance and reliability.
It's like a black box without it. You send a prompt, you get a response, but what happened in between? This makes the black box more transparent.
And the OpenTelemetry support means it can integrate with existing monitoring stacks, which is a smart move for enterprises already invested in tools like Datadog or CloudWatch.
So from a simple prototype using something like Strands agents, you can incrementally add these enterprise requirements without rewriting your core agent logic. That's the promise.
It really lowers the barrier for bringing complex agentic solutions to production, allowing developers to focus on the unique value their agent brings rather than the underlying plumbing.
It feels like the tooling for agents is finally catching up to the hype. This is a significant step towards making AI agents truly scalable and production ready for businesses.
I keep coming back to the incremental approach. That flexibility to add services as needed, rather than an all-or-nothing commitment, is a pragmatic way to tackle enterprise adoption.